sahana bhavatu
om bhunaktu
saha viryam karavavahai tejasvinavadhitamastu mavidvishavahai om shanti shanti shanti.
Not great.
No.
I didn't spend enough time, but I don't know if time would have helped me, especially on the, I had some trouble with the last two, but how about you?
Well, I mean, I just start with the first
sure.
one. I think I just, you know, have time on Friday mornings, but I don't have time.
Okay, just
week.
A second. Bhandarkar, page 187, last four or five sentences. It's a lesson. What lesson is 22? 22, right? Lesson 22. Okay.
Kim yuyam avochata punaha api kathayata na aham avahita abhuvam.
Avahito
abhuvam. Avahito abhuvam.
Yeah.
Kim yuyam avochata
avochita is from vach, and avochita is the aorist form of vach, third person singular.
It's second.
Avochita. Oh, it's, yeah. It has to be second person because yuyam.
Yeah.
And it's plural, right?
Yeah. Yes, tvam yuvam yuyam, right? So, what did you all say? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then punaha api.
Usually just say punaha api. It kind of goes as a little phrase.
Okay.
Yeah, it just means again.
And again, right.
Mm-hmm.
Kathayat is from kat. And so kathayat, I'm not sure, is it second person imperative maybe? Or is it causal? It looks like a yo.
For
yuyam.
Yeah.
It's imperative. Okay.
Yeah.
So second person imperative. No. But then what, where is the, oh, the year, of course, okay.
It's tenth.
So, right, so it's just imperative. Say it again.
Or tell me again.
Or tell me again. Na aham. Avahito, I don't know. Apuvam is from bhu. And do I was not. Avahito maybe is listening, or I don't know.
Yeah, attentive, I think.
I wasn't attentive.
I wasn't,
you could just say I wasn't paying attention.
And what is the root for avahito?
It's, no, it's ta with ava. It's a PPP.
It's what with ava?
Ta.
Ta?
Uh-huh.
Da becomes hita.
Remember how those tas changed to ha?
I don't remember.
Under certain circumstances.
Hita. I see.
It was given. I think in the vocab. So
yeah,
it's not
really.
Yeah.
Avahita, past participle of dha with ava. You have to remember, that's important actually to remember that dha becomes hita because it's a really
common
root.
It was given in the vocab here?
Under,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, just look at avahita. Fourth letter down. Fourth
one
down.
Okay. So I was not attentive.
That's
right.
Shall I read?
Yes.
Kim yuyam avochata.
Kim yuyam avochata.
Punarapi kathayata.
Punarapi kathayata.
Na aham avahito abhuvam.
Na aham avahito apurvam.
Pratishtipatsa bodhartam kumbha karnasya rakshasam. Pratishtipat is the causal of pra and sta.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah.
probably from the Tisht.
I recognize the Tisht, and also he might have talked about it in the chapter as an example.
Yeah, like for number 10 on page 185.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
I did make a note of that.
Siyakayati.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mention...
Number 10 says, Stapayati has a tishtipat.
Oh,
and that's
just
that's
right,
yeah.
So anyway, it's the third variety aorist, and it means sent.
Mm-hmm.
Saha he, nominative singular, and then we have hoda artam, which is for the purpose of waking up or awakening or to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And then kumbhakarna is the genitive singular, which is a proper name. And demons, accusative plural, rakshasan. So he sent the demons in order to wake up Kumbhakara, Karna.
Pratishtipatsa.
Pratishtipatsa.
Bodhartham.
Bodhartham.
Kumbhakaranasya.
Kumbhakaranasya.
Rakshasan.
Rakshasan.
So I'm gonna, now I haven't done these, but I'm gonna try these. Will you help me?
Okay, I got everything except one.
Me too.
Word.
You
and
too?
And
did
I
you get,
really,
was this the
really
last word?
Uh-huh.
I cannot figure out what the heck that is.
I can
gotta
show
be a
you.
Verb.
Yeah, I'll show you, but it's,
okay.
I know what it is. But,
but try and figure out what that root is.
Well, yeah.
I went through everything I could possibly think of. Anyway.
The root is rub, but there's still a problem.
Root is
rub.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I think so, but I'll show you the problem.
Okay.
Then.
Well,
anyway.
Should I attempt it or not?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
It's not hard
okay.
except for that one thing.
Yeah. Just leave out that.
Well, at least I heard about this other word as also. But anyway. Raghavasya amushaha kantam aptai ruktaha na charpipaha. So Raghavasya is of Raghav,
mm-hmm.
Genitive singular. Amushaha is, I don't know what amushaha means.
It's from mush, to steal.
Oh, so it's an aorist form
yes.
of mush, to steal.
And it's the first variety.
Oh, Raghav, so it's probably Ram, he stole Kanta. Okay. So he stole off Raghav of. Sorry, go ahead.
It's in the second person. The verb is. So it's you.
See the Visarga there?
Yeah, the Visarga is the second person.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you stole. Kantam. Is it, so this one breaks as kantam?
Yes.
Aptaihi ukto?
Yes.
Uktaha, right.
Yeah.
Kantam aptaihi uktaha. So kantam maybe is just, it looks like a
kantam is
accusative.
Yes, feminine accusative.
Feminine accusative. Kantam.
Wife.
Oh, Kanta means wife.
Yeah,
oh,
it does mean wife. Or beloved.
Okay, so you stole Ram's wife.
Yes.
And then, Aptaihi. Aptaihi looks like a... Aptaihi. Would be from... I don't know why I can't figure that out. Aptaihi.
Instrumental plural.
Right, Ramaihi.
Right.
So it's actually Apta is the substantive.
Yes. And it means friends.
You
bought
by your friends or the people who, like an Aptapurusha,
yeah.
is when you say he's an Aptapurusha, he's somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if that person's an Aptapurusha. He's a competent person. He knows what he's talking about. So here they just say Aptaihi. He means by, like by those people who really know what they're talking about.
I see. Okay, so by. Okay, so then this is the second part of the sentence. So you stole Ram's wife, and by those people who are wise or who know, apta, ukta is from to say, right? From ukta, is
yes,
that to say?
From vach.
From vach, right. And then ukta from vach, vach becomes ukta.
Ukta,
or
the PPP.
Is the
yeah.
PPP. And so then this is just going to be in the plural. So this is going to be again in the
just the nominative
just
singular.
Nominative singular,
because it's I think it's nominative. Yeah,
if
it's
it becomes ukta, then
ukta nominative
yeah,
singular.
Ukta.
Mm-hmm.
Na and then na cha arpibha I won't even attempt it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So it's second person singular. And it's the reduplicative form, right?
Of R.
Of R, okay.
Causal. The causal reduplicative.
So causal.
Of R.
Okay.
Arpipa. Arpipaha.
Yeah.
And it means, now I had blanked out and said, but it means you didn't send back. Na arpitaha.
Oh.
You, even told by your friends, you didn't send her back.
Oh.
Advised by your friends.
Oh, okay.
The, remember, because the arpipaha is in the verb, right, in the second person, causal.
Mm-hmm.
And it has, over in the causal, has many meanings, but one is to send back or to return.
So
you stole the beloved of Rama.
Right.
And told by your friends. And I took it as even though told by your friends you didn't return. How did they say it? Let me see what they say here. You have stolen the wife of Raghava and have not listened to the words of those interested. But there's nothing about not listening in here. So that's the idea.
So say your translation again.
Well, I'll tell you, and I have, but... Okay, the first part's easy, right?
Yeah.
You stole the wife of Rama, and uktaha aptahi, told by your friends, and told by your friends, na arpipaha.
Told by your friends, you didn't return her. Yeah.
But by the aptahi means people who know better, the people
okay.
who understand. So the idea is, even though you were told by optas,
still you didn't return her. So how do we derive arpipaha from ri? So far as it redu.
I don't really know. The only reason I know that it's there is that I had to look for it in this book here. You know, this what this book does is, if you can't find a form, if you have any idea,
what is that book?
It's the Brihadhatu Kusumakaraha.
Oh,
what it does is it has all the dhatus in it. And then, say you can't find a form,
uh-huh.
you have to kind of be able to get back to what you think the root might
yeah.
be. And so I found it finally under Ora, Arpiput.
Yeah.
It's the causal, the Arpiput is the third person of the
okay.
aorist causal.
That book.
Yeah,
did you get that from the ashram?
Yeah. I'm happy to give you an extra one I have, but it has a moldy smell. That's why I got this one. But you can get a new one from the ashram.
Yeah, I'll write down the name.
Yeah.
It would be great. I can't quite see it all. Anyway, yeah, I'd love to have that. I should have thought of R. I was thinking of R because of that Rafa up on
yeah.
top. I'm like, there's got to be a R in it.
Yeah.
But then I was like, because there was two cuz, I kept thinking there's got to be at least
one pa.
Yeah, and
yeah.
then I'm like, no, there's no verb like
there,
that.
There's
so
no way to get to it. I could find no way to get to
okay.
it at all. I looked everywhere. That's only because of that book that I could find it. Let me show you one other. This is another one that we use. I like it.
That one is in a way a little bit. There's nothing worse than going crazy. crazy trying to find some help. It's all entirely in Sanskrit.
My little child caught and killed three mice in the last day and a half.
Oh my goodness.
Because she brings them here and she leaves them. You know, so
yeah.
So I have a mouse haven here. This is a good book too. But look at this. Smell it.
Oh yeah. You should have. I'm allergic. It's hard to even have that in your house.
Yeah, I know.
Gosh, I wish there was something you could do.
But they have these at the ashram now.
Okay.
At Salisbury. They're both kind of the same, but the first one that you just saw is a little bit more accessible.
Oh, okay.
So that one's really good, too.
Wow, it's got nice big writing. Look at this.
No.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't that
great? So nice.
You see, in the front, there's a picture of the Shankaracharya. Find that in just the front pages.
This one?
No,
oh.
In the front pages. That Shankaracharya is the one who honored Swamiji. It's the real Shankaracharya today.
Oh, here?
Let's
see. Really? This one here?
No.
Okay.
Keep going.
I don't know what I'm doing. Oh,
there.
Here we go.
Yeah.
He's a real person.
Yeah. He's the one. I think he's Sringeri. The Shankaracharya. The Shankaracharya of Sringeri. That Sringeri met.
Yeah.
He's the one that honored Swamiji with this, I forget the name of the honor, but it's the one they bestowed an honor recognizing him as an acharya, which is very unusual for the Shankaracharyas to recognize anybody as
outside
an acharya.
Of
yeah,
it,
so they
yeah.
gave a...
Wow.
They gave a ceremony for him. It was a really big deal, actually.
Wow.
How many Shankaracharyas were there?
Four. One in each quarter.
Mm-hmm.
That's very nice. And why did they recognize him based on what?
He's done so much good work, and he's considered a traditional teacher. And
based on his teaching, right? Not on his work.
His teaching, yeah. But it's a lot. Based on his teaching, they recognize him as an equal, in a sense, is what it does
yeah.
to them. But also, he's done so much for the Dharma. But it was quite an honor. I was there in India when that happened, and we were all in the ashram watching it on TV.
Aww.
It was live feed.
Wow.
Yeah. I couldn't understand it. I could understand the Sanskrit, actually. A lot of the talking was in Sanskrit, and Tamil.
What did Swamiji feel about it? Was he touched or anything?
He felt that it was useful. What the main usefulness of it was that Swamiji's... done things that have not been accepted by the traditional acharyas, like teaching
women.
Teaching
women and teaching foreigners.
Teaching foreigners, going outside of the country.
Yes. Yeah.
But
and
especially the teaching women, giving upanayana to women as well as to little girls as well as boys. Their honoring him validates all of those
yeah.
things.
Mm-hmm. It's so huge, you know, otherwise what the
and allowing women to come
it.
To the ashram.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't allowed in the ashram the first course. It broke my
really?
Heart.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
I was devastated.
Wow.
No women were going to be allowed. And then Swami Chinmayananda said that one of his disciples, Kalyani, you know Kalyani, she's a, you know, Saralananda.
Oh.
Swami Saralananda. She was a disciple of his, and he was living in Hawaii. And so Sri Swamiji went to Hawaii, and Swamiji was getting ready to start this course, and he was flat and no women, because he thought it would just be a mess to have women, and especially Indian boys, and no women, period. But he sent Saralananda, and since Swamiji was his guru, Sri Swamiji was his guru, he had to accept it. He would not question it. He accepted it immediately, but then all that opened the door for
so
all of
really
us.
So it's really Sri Swamiji who started... opening the gate for
absolutely.
Women.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
And then after that, then Swamiji wouldn't allow any Indian women for about two courses, no Indian women.
Why,
and so,
why did you do that?
Well, because young girls and boys, he felt like they, the
but
sexual
Western
thing,
women were okay for Indian women.
Yeah, because they were used to, women, Western women were used to, and Western boys were used to being together,
mm-hmm.
but Western, Indian boys, and we're looking at boys and their
mm.
and girls were not at all used
yeah.
to being together.
Yeah, so it was very charged.
Charged,
yeah.
totally charged. But then he stopped that after a couple of courses. He changed his mind. With
that's
you know,
so
Swamiji,
good.
Swamiji also is very traditional, but he was kind of forced into breaking ground because of getting to know so many people from all over the world.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and you know, it says Dharma has to be true to your era.
That's right.
And I think that's why for the Shankaracharya to honor him, now another Shankaracharya wants to honor and wish that he had done it first.
That's a big deal. And Swamiji is very forward-thinking of Swamiji. I mean, it's very open-minded of him, because otherwise the tradition and the culture kills itself. If it doesn't stay true to the time, it becomes so fanatical.
And also the women are always notably the holders of the Dharma for the family. And so by educating the women,
of course,
you know,
because
they're the ones that pass it on to their children,
yeah,
you know, and rule the roost, so to speak,
yeah,
you know, and keep their husbands in line.
I think it's one of the things I admire most about Swamiji is his ability to accept something, to change his mind on something. It is so huge to have that openness of mind, you know, especially for a person like him. Because people look to him, you know, in India, people look to people like that to not change their mind, to just stick to, well, this is what I said, and this is what I'm, you know. So for him to do that is really, that's
even
like,
for the gay people.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of my brother. I'm proud of my brother. my brother and Swamiji were so close, and Swamiji didn't know he was gay. He hadn't come out yet. I didn't know he was gay either. You know, but then when he found out that George was gay, he just totally changed. That was enough, because he loved him and he respected him and was very close to him and thought he was a kind of an extraordinary guy, which he was.
Mm-hmm.
He was a really amazing person. Mm-hmm. You know, and from that time on, even all of the students that came to the ashram, whether they were straight or gay or anything, it didn't make any difference. He just stopped it right there.
Mm-hmm.
What you need is
that's
to know
how he is,
one,
yeah.
You know, people
that's
on
really,
a personal level.
Yeah.
That's the mark of a wise person. I mean,
yeah.
Really, you can't just say one thing and keep it like that, because that's
not
how
you find out
viveka.
You're wrong, yeah.
I mean, where's the viveka in
that?
You have to think through it. Like, I remember Hart always saying you have to take into consideration kala desha patra.
Yeah.
You
what's
can't,
patra?
A patra is the vessel.
Oh, I see.
So
yeah.
Like the body, you
yeah.
know, and you can't forget those things. You know, you can look at a horoscope over and over again, but you can't discount where it's happening, what time it is, like what century or whatever, and the person's own body, own patra.
That's also all through the Shastras, that fact, even in the Upanishads.
And that's also a wise tradition, because otherwise look at Islam and what's happening. You know,
yes,
if you
exactly.
stay dated to literal meanings, and this is what happens. If Hinduism was, you know, Swami, it didn't have people like Swamiji.
Yeah, to update the Dharma. That's why, in a way, there are Sesha avatars that come into India at all given times, like Shankara himself.
Yeah.
You know, now Sesha avatar would be even somebody like an Einstein, somebody
that's
who
right.
comes to, at a very important time, they're a voice that the creation needs at that particular time, or knowledge has to come into the creation at that particular time. So,
that's nice. And it's just rational. It's nice to have some rationality in it.
Yes, no kidding.
Anyway, shall I read this?
Yeah.
Raghavasya Amushaha.
Raghavasya
Amushaha.
Amushaha.
Kantam aptaihi ukto.
Kantam aptaihi ukto.
Nacharpipaha.
Nacharpipaha.
Okay. Which one are we? It's 18 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, this one I had a hard time. Mushtina dararathasya murtanam.
Murtanam.
Murtanam. Maruta majaha. So, I'm not sure about that first thing. I know murtanam means head, it's the accusative singular.
Mm-hmm.
And Maruta majaha is the son of Maruti, the god of wind.
Oh.
Marut.
Marut,
mm-hmm.
the god of wind.
That's Marut Tat Majahadita.
Yeah, the whole
son.
Thing.
Marut Atmajahadita.
And I know Mushti is fist.
Harina Mushina. instrumental singer.
Okay.
You have to remember your E.
Oh my gosh. That's right. Okay, so it's mushtina. Okay, so now I'm trying to figure out what it is.
And atmajaha is from one's born of oneself. Atmajaha.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so we have adadaha is going to be the verb, right?
Adadarat.
Adadarat. Oh, thank you. Adadarat.
Otasya. Adadarat.
And then atasya. Okay, so is that, is it, it's got to be da, right? Or,
it's
no,
dre, long re, dre. And remember the re takes a in the reduplication, da dre, and then the guna are.
Okay.
But it's not short. Short re is something different. It's long re.
Okay, and so this means to blow, right?
No, it actually means to break or to,
oh.
To break or to split open.
Or to burst open.
He said blow, and that's kind of funny.
Yeah, it doesn't, that didn't make sense. So it's break. Okay, so it's third person singular. And it's third right.
It means like to burst or split open or to, you know.
Okay.
It's a violent verb.
All right. And then what's a tasya?
No, just tasya.
Tasya.
Oh.
A-da-da-a-da-da-rat.
That's genitive singular. Yeah. Okay. So, Maruta Majaha. He broke open or burst the head with his fist.
Yeah. The son of Marut, right?
Okay.
Broke open his head with his fist.
His own head.
No, but with Tasya, it should be his head, maybe Marut's head or somebody's head. It can't be his head. It would have to be Swa.
Yeah, okay.
It would have to be reflexive. So we don't know whose head it was. It's probably, I don't know.
Someone's taken out of context.
Yeah. The son of the god of wind blew his... Blew his head with his fist.
The son of a god of Marut, that's Hanuman, isn't it?
Is it?
Marut
maybe
Tan
so it is Hanuman.
Hanuman.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is, yeah.
So
now what are we
going to...
That's the end of the chapter.
Did we finish going through it? We don't really even need to now, do we?
Where did we leave off?
I don't remember.
Were we going to the golden?
No, we were going through this one. I think I read through that long list of the necessary.
Oh, yes,
we
sure did. Yeah, you did.
So we were somewhere around. We might have finished up the second variety and left
maybe.
Off.
Maybe
at the third.
Third variety.
Maybe we should read it. But let's look. Let's go to take a look at the homework for next time. 1, 2.
Wow, the font looks bigger.
Yeah, it does. How many sentences would you like to do?
There's not that many in this chapter.
Mm-mm.
What do we have? We have 1, 2.
Why don't we try to do 5? And then we could do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 the next time.
All right.
Can you handle it?
I think so.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Up until
so the,
Astam.
Yeah, that would be the last one. Astam is the last sentence.
Before Krishiva.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's
and then there's even another lesson on the air. Ooh, with a ton of sentences. Oh, gosh.
Oh my god, that's a lot of sentences.
Yep.
Well, and look what it says for lesson 24. It says part 1, air is continued.
No, but often that is benedictive.
Oh, it is? Alright. I wonder why he does that.
Yeah.
Part 2 is benedictive. It says, why does it call that part 1? That's part 2.
Part 2 is benedictive. That's interesting.
Oh, so the chapter is dealing with both of them? Is that what it is?
That's so odd. I have no idea why. We'll have to find out why that
is. All over this book, they're doing this part 1, part, and they use the Roman numerals and the alphabet and all these different ways.
I know.
It's very displeasing to a computer scientist.
Not organized.
No, really not organized.
Well, once you really understand the whole book, then it's organized, but it's not at all user-friendly.
No.
But if you understand it in terms of planning, then it's really, really beautifully organized.
Know,
but you have to have so much knowledge to understand that.
Exactly. Like, the book is provided as, you know, after you already know.
Yeah, yeah. Still, we're doing it.
Wow.
That's a good thing you're there, Karen.
It's a toughest to do this. But you know, Aorist is, once you get out of there's even Aorist in Vedanta, but once you get out of Vedanta, Aorist is so common.
Aorist is so common. Aorist was not so common, and they use it just to show their skill with the language and all that.
No. If you're reading like the Ramayana, the Mahabharata, Aorist is all over the place.
But outside
of those
texts?
I don't know about that.
Didn't we read somewhere that Aorist?
Yeah, he does make a comment about
it's not so
the Aorist, something like that.
I don't think that's true. I don't know what he says. But
it was either this book or Goldman's book. There was some remark about that. Let's see here.
They don't, in classical Sanskrit, they don't make the distinguish. They don't make a real distinction between the aorist and the past tense.
Aorist and perfect.
And imperfect.
Well, just this Bhandarkar says the aorist should never be used in narratives. And then he has an asterisk where in the later Sanskrit literature, the three past tenses are promiscuously used,
yeah,
no distinction being observed among them.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think it was Goldman where it said something like that about showing off the literary skill or something.
Yeah.
I think that would have been
that
Goldman.
It was not very commonly used.
No, I don't know about that.
Well, we should.
It's a pain to learn it, that's for sure. But, you know, the more we stick with it, you start just knowing and recognizing, oh,
yeah,
that's an aorist, you know.
But I feel I'm not, that's the only thing. I just look for the and the ending, but I can't make up in my mind. I go through and probably I should be able to.
Let's read some of this third variety. It's only 11. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I can read. Third variety. Number one, the aorist forms of roots of the tenth conjugation. Of the roots of the tenth conjugation and of causes.
Yes.
So
which is what we kept
that
saying.
That is a tenth conjugation root. So either direct tenth conjugation roots or causal. Causals already made from roots, Carol, right?
I know, but the causal stamp, gunna sign is aya, just like the tenth. So that's why. The tenth gunna also is a little different. It's made up differently than all of the other gunas. It's kind of complicated.
So if I understand this correctly, the aorist can be made either directly off of roots of the tenth conjugation, or you take a root, you take its causal form, then you put an aorist on top of it.
Yeah.
Right? And so the aorist is not... Isn't that odd, though, that we would make a past tense not directly from the root, but I guess root.
Remember with causals, you could conjugate the causal root in any tense, right?
Yeah.
You make the causal root. You can have an imperfect. You can have an imperative.
Anything.
So you can have it perfect. So
okay.
This is the same
idea.
Okay.
Okay.
Because it's kind of like the passive. You can use it in any of them. You know.
Okay.
You just, as long as you have the right
got
form,
it.
And then you add the endings on.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you. That's helpful. Okay. 2a. The aya is dropped, and the aya would be both for the tenth conjugation or for the causal, right?
Mm-hmm.
The aya is dropped, but the vowel changes and others affected in the primitive root before it
vowel changes and others affected in the primitive vocal form.
Like if it takes vidhi or guna, that continues.
I see. B. The penultimate vowel is shortened.
Okay.
C. Then the root is to be reduplicated according to the general rules. If the syllable following the reduplicated one be short and not prosodially long.
A syllable is prosodially long when being short itself is followed by a conjunct consonant.
D. The a of the reduplicative syllable is changed to e. And e, its vowel generally, when short and not prosodially long, is lengthened. F, to the base so prepared, are to be appended a, and the terminations of the imperfect, as in the second variety. Thus, from bhavaya, the causal of pu, by dropping aya, we have bhav. By shortening the penultimate, we have bhav. By reduplication, we have bhav. By changing the reduplicative a to e, we have bibhav. By lengthening the e, bibhav. And by applying a, the termination ta, at, and the temporal augment, we get a bibhavat.
Mm-hmm.
So from spandayati, causal of spand, we have a spand. Then by C we have paspan, that's the reduplication, and 2E, page 63, oh my lord.
That's just a special rule for paspan instead
okay.
of spa, suspan.
So, apaspandat. Okay. And we have, so we get apaspandat when we add the go and the ending. For B, there is no occasion since the penultimate is not a vowel, and none also for D and E since P, the syllable, following the reduplicative P is prosodially long, being followed by a conjunct consonant.
Mm-hmm.
Then the third example is skalayati, which is the causal of skull. So by A, we get skull. Then by C and 2E, we get just skull. That's reduplication.
Mm-hmm.
And by C and 2E, C and B, pages 62, 3. And then the A goes to E, so we get chiskal by D. And then we add the A and the ending, and we get achiskalat by F. For B, there is no occasion, and also for E, since the vowel E of the reduplicative syllable she is present. Sorry, you'll be long.
Yeah.
3A, if a root begins with a vowel, the following consonant is reduplicated and E added to it in the reduplicative syllable. B, when a conjunct consonant with na, da, or ra as its first member follows the initial vowel, the second member is reduplicated. Thus, at, from at we get ataya, and then art by 2a, so we lengthen it and then drop the y, so we get art, and then art by 2b because we shorten it, and then artit by 3 because we add the e or changes to e, and then we have reduplication as well, and then artit by adding the temporal or augment r, and artitat by 2f. That's the ending in the augment. And for und, we would get und, the causal, I guess, undaya, or can I know which one it is? Undaya, then we drop the year, we get und, then we changes to e, so we get und, and we do reduplication, so we get undid, and then we get, oh, and u becomes au, so we get aundid. Oh, where is the end? Oh, there it is. And in, and then we add to aundit, we add the ending the, so we get aundit that for the third person singular, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, arha has arjihat. Arjihat. Or because ha reduplicates in
jaya.
In the two latter cases, un and ar are set aside, and the and her are reduplicated, and e added to them. 4a. If a root ends in u, short or long, that vowel is to be substituted for e in the reduplicative syllable. That vowel, which vowel?
U.
U is to be substituted for e in the reduplicative. When the following syllable does not consist of a letter of the labial class or of yer, a, la, ver, je, followed by a. Okay. Thus, ku, so the causal of ku is kawai. We drop the I, we get kav. Then we shorten it, get kav. Then we duplicate it, chakav. And then that changes to e, so we get chikav. But as the root ends in u, we have chukav. Instead of chukav, we have chukav, chukav, and then a chukavat. So instead of having chukav, we have chukav. So first you derive chukav, and then you say, but it was an u ending, so we have chukav instead. And then u changes to u, chukav, and then we add the u augment in the ending, so we get chukavat.
How does the u lengthen?
It says if...
Where does that rule?
Maybe that's the kavya, where?
No, because you, first you have chukav, right? First you have you have chukav, and then it goes to chukav.
I think that's by 2e. I think because the same rule applies. It's because the vowel is lengthened.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing that's the place it says it.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
But in the case of pu or pu, we have a b bhavat or a p bhavat, and not a bu bhavat or a pu bhavat, because
labial.
It is not because it's labial.
Yeah.
How can you remember this?
You don't.
Okay, 4b. The e is optionally retained in the case of stru, shru, dru, pru, plu, and shu. Example, ashishravat or ashushravat. What is aorist causal of shu? Okay, so from shu you get ashishravat or ashushravat, and the e is optionally. Oh, the e can be, so it can
go either way.
Okay, I see. And then the following would shorten their penultimate optionally. Shorten their penultimate optionally, okay. Braj bhash, bhas, deep, jeev, neel, peed, and also play, lut, lup, and a few others, as a pipidat or a pipidat. A pipidat or a pipidat.
Oh, that's the option for the reduplicated, is short or long. Oh.
But the, both
or
the E's
change.
Have changed.
No, yeah.
The first one has also changed.
Wow.
A P or a P.
Isn't that a nurse?
Maybe it's a typo.
No, I don't think so.
So, pidaya, drop the aya, you get peed. Then reduplicate, you get pipeed. And then a pipeedat.
I think if you keep it long, then the reduplication has to be short. But if it is short, then it will be long.
Yeah, it says for when the penultimate is shortened, we have peed. Pid, and then pipid, and then peepid. Oh, then you have to apply that lengthening, and then we have a peepid.
Yeah. You know, just get used to seeing these forms.
I know.
All we have to do.
Exactly. And six. The vowel changes mentioned in Article 2, that is the shortening of the penultimate. The substitution of E for A, D, and the lengthening of the reduplicative syllable E do not take place in the case of the following roots. Kat, var, shat, raha, spriha, such, mrig, dhvan, par, kat, had three today, right?
Yes.
Dwar, Rat, Rad, Stri, and Spash is preserved. And the E of those of Vesht, Chesht, optionally changed to A. As Asasmarat, Adadarat, there's Adadarat. And Abaveshtat or Aviveshtat. Abaveshtat or Aviveshtat. Okay.
That's on the option.
Gan has two forms, Ajaganat or Ajiganat. Gan means to count, right, or a number?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The roots Shri, Dru, and Sru take the third variety in the
Snu.
Middle.
Snu.
Hmm?
Snu.
It's Snu?
Mm-hmm.
No. Perhaps Dru. Okay.
Snu and Snu.
The root Shri, Du, and Snu take the third variety in the primitive form. Shri takes it optionally. They drops its A. They doesn't have A. Oh, after reduplication. Where does they get A?
Remember the diphthongs go to A? The diphthongs A, I, O, Ao are changed to A. That's a general rule. See page 179, Article
yeah.
4.
In these cases, reduplication alone is necessary. So, Shri, we get Shishri plus At gives Ashishriyat by 2, page 36 in A green week. Dhe gives us Adadhat. Then, Sthapayati has Atishtipat.
Yes, I
yeah. Payayati has Apipyat. And Trapayati gives Ajitrapat or Ajitripat.
It's Kna, isn't it? Kna. Did you say that?
No.
Did you say
where
Kna?
Is Kna?
Krapayati.
Yeah. Krapayati.
Yeah. And Ajitrapat or Ajitripat.
Right.
Ajitripat.
Ajitrapat or Ajitripat.
Okay, what, Tim, let's just take a little breather for a minute. Let's talk. Starting across.
I know. It's like, oh my god. It's like when we were doing the second gana.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Oh my god.
But do you follow all of it as we're reading it? I kind of followed it.
I do a little bit. I don't like try and have it in my mind where I'm keeping track of it in some logical way that I'm going to be able to like recall
yeah.
it or anything.
I don't think I can do that in the first try anyway. Maybe the 10th or 11th time.
Yeah, you can. Read it several times, but the main thing is to just get used to these forms.
Yes.
These kind of forms. That's the main thing.
That's why I like the examples, because on
yes.
the letter 3, you can see Ajiharam. Okay,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
what you really want to see, is how do you then derive, because you'll see Ajiharam in the sentence, and then how do I go back to the root?
Exactly.
So
I'm kind of shocked he didn't do R.
I know.
Because that was tough. And
that
he
was
usually
really
gives examples of ones
of
that he
tough.
Ends up using.
Or at least give us a break and put it in the dictionary.
Exactly.
I know.
He didn't do either. It's
no.
shocking.
I looked all through here to try to find it.
Me
too.
Too.
Yeah.
Because whenever I found a difficult form, I'd just go back and look through the chapter and figure out what it was like or if there was actually an example of it.
Yeah.
Like style.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You guys ready to finish this?
Sure.
Do you want to
are
read
you tired of
reading
now?
I'm fine, but if you want to read it,
I don't
read
necessarily
it.
Have a desire to read
it. It actually helps me to read because it helps me understand. Okay, so number 11. The penultimate short of a root is optionally retained, and the long re optionally shortened. Okay, at least it mentions longer. No. Long re is optionally shortened. Okay. So, if we start with vrit, the causal is vartaya, then we drop the aya and we have varth. or vrit by above. So instead of vart, we can have vrit.
Uh-huh.
Because the penultimate over root is optionally retained. Okay. And then from vart, we reduplicate, get vavart, and then add the augment at the ending, avavartat. Two D and E are not applicable. Then from vrit, we get vavrit.
Mm-hmm.
Is it vavrit or vivrit? Or
no,
v goes to E, goes to E, so
vivrit
by 2D. And then that gets lengthened, so we get vivrit by 2E. And then we get avivritat. Right. Then from krit, we have kirtaya, primitive or causal of krit. Then after dropping the aya from kirtaya, we get kirt. Then we kirt, and then we get krit, because we can keep kirt or krit, which gives the two forms, achikirtat or achikritat.
Mm-hmm.
Number 12, some roots, the most important of which are lok, loch, shas, shlag, shlad, bad, save, ve, age, lag, rag, tai, dash, yaj, and raj. Do not shorten the penultimate. As alulokat and atatayat. Alulokat will be from lok.
We had that alulup. Do you remember that in the 108 verses?
Alulup?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something similar. That wasn't Eras, but I'm just sorry.
There was a Lulo or Lulo.
Yeah, Lulo. Yeah, Lulopa.
Lulopa.
Luloya or something.
Yeah. Similar.
And Atatayat. Okay. Number 13, Hue and Swap are, in the aorist of the causal, to be taken as Hu and Sup, and Shui optionally as Shu. What does this mean? Taken as who? Are in the aorist of the causal to be taken as who? And so, oh, their primitive
oh,
form should be taken as who?
Those forms, yeah.
Okay.
Take you.
And shu, and shui optionally as shu. So, we will have ajuhavat. Ajuhavat for hue.
Uh huh.
Because hue will go to who, and then we duplicate as a ju because it's not the e and it's the u ending. So, ajuhavat. Or Ajuhavat by Article 5. And then for Swap, we will have, no, Shrip, I guess. We will have,
no, you
no, no
Swap,
Swap. We will have Asu Shupa, Ashu Shupat, Ashu Shavat, or Ashishvayat. Ashishvayat,
yeah, because Shui, Su, see, Shui optionally is Shu, so you have three forms.
Oh, Sup and Swap is Sup. And Shri optionally.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That's confusing. those will be tough to recognize.
Number 14, this variety is both Atmanepadi and Parasmaipadi.
Uh-huh.
So Hri, to carry, causal. So Hri is going to reduplicate with the J. Okay. So Parasmaipadi is Ajiharam, Ajiharava, Ajiharama, Ajiharaha, Ajiharatam, Ajiharata, Ajiharat, Ajiharatam, Ajiharat. And then Atmanepadi is Ajihare, Ajiharavahi, Ajiharamahi, Ajiharathaha, Ajiharetham, Ajiharatvam, Ajiharatvam, Ajiharata, Ajiharetam, Ajiharanta.
Good.
Thank you.
Oh, good.
Ooh.
That was nice that we did that.
Yeah.
Proud of us.
That we read it. I'm sorry, I just have to make a quick call.
Okay, let's say a prayer. Should we?
Thank you.
Om Pur Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.